Mr. Pullen, reel 4.
So if you weren't on sail drill, you went on physical drill.
Physical drill.
Tell me about that.
He was doing that. You had to vault the oars, look, see? Of course, they always had a board there you could jump on that helped you over the oars, look, see? And they used to twist your boat a lot, see? And you had to do different ways. And there was always an instructor there ready to meet you, right? To show you, you know, how you had to turn it, see? And that would go on for about hours, see? And we go back to our instructions.
Tell me about the barbells you explained
to me. Oh, that barbell,
me,
yes.
Yeah.
That used to be our morning drill, like.
Yeah.
Used to, this barbell would be...
What was the barbell like?
Well, it was like a broom handle with two wooden balls at the end. Say, hexagon-shaped balls, actually. And I don't know if they was ever weighted with lead, but they were rather heavy for their size, if you can understand. And then the band used to strike up, and they used to shout out, extend with the band. And you had to walk that distance so that your barbell wouldn't hit the boy in front of you when you were swinging it. So then when you was in that position, you know, it was to strike up the band, the drummer beat the drum hard, you see. And then you had to do the first drill, you know. Perhaps, I always remember the tune, up in the morning early, you know. No, up in the, you know, up there. Up like that, see. And then all at once, after 8 times like that, the drum used to give extra beat, change, you see. That would be, shall I be an angel, daddy, you know, see. The tune used to be. And that's where I see one boy get hit on the ear with a barbell. And the instructor said to the one that hit him, come out here, you will be an angel before I finish with you, see.
How many tunes were there? And how many exercises for each tune?
There was 8 of them, 8 exercises, see. There was always 8 exercises in the Navy. And we used to do skipping, you know, with the rope, with the band playing, and swinging the Indian clubs, and that tune of Sweet Suzanne, I'll be your young man, never saw your equal since the world began, you know, swinging the Indian clubs, see. All that was done in time, and then all at once they abolished a lot of that and brought in what they call the wand.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was a broom handle, no, varnished, you know, just varnished. Because they reckoned that, I don't know who they were, commissioners in the Admiralty, they reckoned that when you had that barbell after you got up so far, it took your arm, it done its work itself, you know.
What was the accommodation like for the boys on the Northampton?
Oh, that wasn't too bad. You hang your hammock up. They pipe a standby hammock about 8 o'clock, see, boys. And we had to be in our hammock by 9 o'clock an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But of course the men wasn't. They used to get, it was 10 o'clock before they got in their hammock, see.
What time did the day's training end?
Big pardon?
Would the training end at tea time? Your day's work, would that end at tea time?
Oh yes, that ended, training ended at tea time.
That'd be about 4 o'clock, would it?
Yes, and
yeah.
Then you could, if you had, there was any punishment to be had, you get your punishment, see. If boys hadn't got out their hammocks quick enough, you know, they used to have to, do some city sort of work of some sort.
Did you get into any trouble while you were on the Northampton?
No.
What about when you were caught fighting?
Oh, yes, fighting, yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh,
then?
Yes, there was they were scrubbed down all, they piped down all scrubbed my clothes. And I had my clothes down, see? And one boy says, you got, I don't know what it was, belonging to him now. I said, I haven't got it. And he let go at me, you know, and nearly tore my lanyard. Like, I missed the blow, and it struck, you know, it landed. Now, ship's corporal come along just that minute, and he took our name there, see? So then he said, all right, commander's report, see, when we went up, I had to fight it out. Well, that day I'd been out learning to swim. I couldn't swim. So the ring was rigged up, you see, and the boxing had to take place. So I boxed that for 8 rounds, and when the time come, Bell went for the 9th round, I thought, I'm going to finish this. Says, can't go no more. But he gave in. So I won that day, really, see. That was my win. Not much of a win, but still.
What was the standard of discipline like on Northampton?
Oh, very strict, very strong stuff. Very strong, everything was... You always called petty officers sirs, they used to run the ships, you know. See, they were allowed nearly to do just what they like. It's perhaps later on I can tell you something about myself, you see, as a petty officer. You know?
Tell me about them on the Northampton. What sort of things? You said they could run the ship. What do you mean exactly?
Well, for instance, they always carried a piece of rope or a single stick, and they could hitch you about with it, you see. And there was nothing to blame about it. You couldn't go and put a report into the commander, say that petty officer struck me with a rope's end. He said he'll strike you again too, see. He was privileged to do that, see. That's how they kept, I suppose, the Navy under the thumb like they did. Naval discipline, you know, was the most awful thing, really. Every quarter, during my time, before the World War, used to read out what they call Articles of War. Even such a thing as if the captain didn't read the Bible, at least one morning a week, he suffered death or such other punishments as you don't have to mention. You suffered death for uncleanliness and degrading God's honor and corruption good manners. Things like that, you know, in the Articles of War. You can't really realize today. We've got so soft that looking back over those days, it's nearly unbelievable that these things happened.
What, aboard Northampton, what were the sort of common punishments and common offences?
The birch or the cane, either one of them, you had to see. There was no other punishment for boys, only the birch and the cane. So.
Did you see caning on Northampton?
No, they didn't. I didn't see none on Northampton.
No, I see.
Where I saw it was on the Victory.
Yes. What were your relations like with? I mean, you've mentioned the instructors. Were they the only men you came into contact with, your instructors?
Oh, they never had anything to do with you, actually. They sort of ignored you all the time as boys. The only time you come their way was when anything had to be done, like, say, in gunnery or anything like that, see? Because in the Northampton, she carried 10-inch guns, you know. With what they called that the short slides. Instead of having a recoil, they used to come up the slide like that, see? They used to have to get the pinch bars in, lift them and slide them back down again. After each round was fired. But I never saw a round fire from them guns.
Was the Northampton a training ship, or was it a general service ship?
No, a training ship. She was a real training ship.
So most of the people aboard were the boys?
All boys, that's right.
I see. Right, yes. You told me about your washing arrangements in the morning. What would you do if you wanted to have a bath?
Oh, you only had the bath Saturday nights. We used to have to put the canvas all around the rigging. The instructors would sit there and then all the baths would be out on the upper deck. And they were about big tin baths, you know. What shall I say? 5 feet across? Perhaps 4 to 6 boys could wash in there, see, or bath in there. You know, you'd have your ordinary wash and get in the bath, you know, see. Cold water. Then when you thought you was all right, you run to your instructor, hold your arms up, turn round and see. And then he might give you a clout with a stick or ropes in. All right, go and dress yourself, see. That was the Saturday night's bath. Sunday mornings, no, it was all cleaned up, ready for church.
What would be the course of events on Sundays? Sunday was a special day. Church service and inspection. Tell me about Sunday.
All the ship had to be cleaned all up, you know, everything had to be stowed away, nothing showing. And you had to have your best clothes on, fall in, and you used to fall in about 9 o'clock, see, bugle sound. Then the captain would go the rounds, and he'd look at it each boy as he went round. And of course, I suppose the surgeon was with him, see. And then he would, later on the bell would ring for church, and you go on the quarter deck, church. Used to rig the church up with buckets and stools, see? Sit on these stools, on the buckets. And the clergyman, he'd preach the gospel to you. When that was over, you had to wash over the quarter deck in your best clothes, too.
Mm-hmm. Talking about clothes, what uniform were you issued with?
My first lot was a jumper. What we used to call it, numbers, you know. Number sixes or number fives or number fours. We always had long underpants. And we had a nightshirt to go to bed with on in the training ship. But that was done away with afterward. Our uniform was, our first lot was the number one, that was a serge frock, serge trousers. Our straw hat, yard of silk, you know, that was the two lanyards. Bible, prayer book, knife, toothbrush. Housewife. That was for storing your cotton and stuff in, see. Of course, you had to learn to sew, you know. Mm.
The number one was your best uniform.
Number one was the best one, see. And that was the best serge, too. Rather thick. Heavy stuff. And then when we were kitted up, we had the drill frocks, two drill frocks, two duck jumpers with blue on them. I can show you one later on. And cloth trousers, one pair of cloth trousers. And two flannels. One pair of shoes, two pairs of stockings, one pair of boots.
Tell me, did you like the uniform?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
And I tell you, I think sailors in them days, they looked wonderful fellows in their uniform. Because the great majority wore high-heeled shoes, like the Spanish shoe, you know, and the baggy trouser. And it always fitted so well, you know. Of course, you had no bracers and things like that, see? Always fitted tight around your waist.
How did it fit tight? Because a pusser's uniform would not be tailored or anything, would it?
Oh, it was. In my days, it used to fit quite quite well, you know, you see. And in fact, I don't know why I come to wear braces, really. When I was home on leave once, and I come downstairs, but only my duck trousers on and jumper. My father said, why don't you go and dress yourself proper? He was afraid my trousers would come down, look, see, because I had no braces on.
Did the sailors used to do anything to tiddly their uniform up?
Oh, yes, they used to tiddly-bait it. Some of them used to. In fact, we used to have two cholera belts, you know. And we used to tiddly-bait them.
Two what belts?
Cholera belts. Cholera.
Coral.
Cholera. You know a disease called cholera? A complaint called cholera, isn't there?
Yes.
Well, that it gave us two cholera belts we always wore, see. And I let mine off because when the wife died, she used to make the ones that I wanted, see. And of course, we used to keep our money in the pocket, and if we had any. And we used to tillivate them up, you know.
How'd you do that?
Sew different colored cottons in them, and perhaps sew anchors on, and things like that, see.